whatever the evil is, somehow God is bigger and stronger, and also we are reminded about that among when we come into church and meet the good people, the people who are actually able to help and support us. And so, what about this All Saints? Who are they? And I dug up some of the saints. And there's loads of them on Google, believe it or not. But these guys, they seem a bit distant from us. And so I thought what we'd do is spend a little bit of time going back to ancient Rome for a bit of help with the Apostle Paul. And he wrote a letter. Paul was a teacher, but more than that, he was commissioned by God to go and spread and build churches throughout the Middle East, and he traveled around a lot, and he wrote these letters, partly because he wasn't there in the different churches, to remind people. And in the back of the book of Romans, there are some really interesting clues as to who's around. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually ask Daphne to give me a bit of help, if you don't mind. Could we dish out half, we need about 25 people, and could you just give one out to different people, and then you're going to have to listen carefully to the reading. Could we switch over to the reading? Would that be all right? Have you got the Romans? Great. Okay. This probably is one of the most horrific readings that you'll come across in Tames and Names. So any Latin scholars, please, it's going to be horrible. Carnage. However, Paul is at the end of one of his letters, and this is no ordinary letter. This is probably going to have to go in the bigger mail category. He's written this extensive letter talking about how the church should be. But at the end, he adds this really personal touch. Now, each of you who have got a sheet, when you hear your name, can you stand up? And handily, I've numbered it for you. So if we get stuck, then I might just give you a numerical clue. But just listen to what Paul is writing to this church. Greet also the church that meets their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Do please stay standing up, if you can. Greet Andronicus and Junior, my fellow Jews who've been in prison with me. They were outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, my co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Number seven. Oh, yes, hiya. Greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those in the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis. Got Persis? Another woman who's worked very hard in the Lord. Who have I met? Tryphena. Greet Tryphena. And Tryphosa. Have we got a Tryphosa? Oh, yes, I think we have. Those women who work hard in the Lord. I'm not sure about the gender. We've got these all right. Greet my dear friend Persis. We've done that one. Greet Rufus. We've got Rufus. Chosen in the Lord. And his mother, who has been a mother to me as well. Greet Asyncritus. Restricted view, I think. Phlegon. Hermes. Patrobus. Hermas. And other brothers and sisters with them. So if you've got any brothers and sisters here, they can stand up. Greet Philologus. Julia. Nice one. Nereus. And his sister. And Olympus. And all the Lord's people who are with them. So that's more or less everyone. So actually, if everyone could stand up. Now, Paul was talking to a church 2,000 years ago, and you heard the way he greeted them. These weren't superstars, these were ordinary people. And actually, All Saints, this is it. We are it for St. Michael's. Give it a round of applause, come on. Please, have a seat. And so that's the clue when Paul is talking about saints. He's not talking about ordinary people. He's talking about people who give us glimpses of God, but are also very frail, very human, and make mistakes, stack loads of times, but actually that's how it is. And it doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter what stage you are, whatever that means, it's actually all before God and all equal. And it is also a day when All Saints isn't just the people who are with us now, but it's also the people who have gone before us, who remind us. And in the book of Hebrews, he talks about a cloud of witnesses, people who have gone before in the faith. And we know some of those people who can be an inspiration and also a comfort to us. So now, let's just take a moment to just pray. And we are the saints, note that. So if we could switch over. So let's just take a moment to just pray and give thanks to God. And some of you will like to bow your heads. Some of you would like to lean forward to pray. That's fine. And as we pray, I'm going to try and play a song just at the end. We've got sound. So what we're going to do is just pray for some things and then join with in a song, a brief song, just to remind us of the prayer. So in this time of prayer, let's hold up those people who are victims of events in the world and around. We particularly remember the families in the plane crash yesterday, the refugees in the Near East, in Syria in particular. We pray for the churches in China. We also pray for our communities, our friends and our families, people in school, people out of school, and we remember those in need. We pray for those who are ill and in need. We're especially remembering those people who have died. We pray particularly for Michael, Christine and Alexandra Helm, Joy Weller, Pete Moss, Amelia Ristworth, Judy Land, Suzanne Pitt's father, Edward. And while we pray, let's hold up some of the things that you would like to pray, and I'm going to play a short piece of music from Taizé. And we just bring all these prayers to you in the hope and certainty that you hear and listen. And may we be wise to the answers. Amen. And we're moving towards the end of the service now, and we're going to close with a bit of a celebration. And I'll stay near the microphone. And what we're going to do is, Daphne has run a half marathon. Which one was it, Daphne? Bournemouth. And Lauren's done half marathons, and various other people in the church. I've done one. But actually, right at the end of this long race, your feet are hurting, you're tired, you're exhausted, and you suddenly, you get round this corner, and there is this wave of people waiting and clapping and cheering. And it's such a source of encouragement often, because you think you can't do it, but actually maybe you can. And what we want to do is to try and recreate that a bit in here. Now, guys, you're going to need a bit of enthusiasm and energy, and we're going to go seamlessly, once we've done this, into the final hymn. But the idea is, what I would like is, I'd like Daphne and Helena, very kindly volunteered, what they're going to do is to walk round the side, and they're going to collect as many people as would like to join in, go round the back, and then as they come up the aisle, we're going to give everyone a massive round of applause and cheers, because these are the saints coming in, and they need to hear a bit of enthusiasm. So can we at least get anyone who's under the age of, well, I was going to say 85, but actually, anyway, who's at school age involved? And let's just start, and we're going to need to get a little bit of a buzz going, because these are the guys we're going to encourage up to the front. Are you ready? Anyone else like to join in? You don't have to be young. Okay? Yeah, could you give us a... We'll just... Okay, let's go. And a big round of applause. Come on, let's go. Let's break the time. Let's have a big round of applause. Come on.